Blog Talk Radio.
I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, God bless you. I want to talk to you today about you.
I want you to know as we come, you know, I've been there, I've had so many calls that Bishop X, or even call me God Bishop, whatever you call it, I'm a man of God. And I want to tell you this morning, I want you to be stimulated, motivated. I want to let you know, I want you to walk in the anointing of God. And it's harvest time. Yeah, it's harvest time. There's so much. I've been praying for the Haitians, and doors is open up for the Haitians, and things are turning around. Prayer. I want you to continue to pray. Mary, I want you to pray for the Haitians. Pearl, William, I want you to pray. Y'all going to be all right. God got you. Right now, I'm looking here at the Ark of the Covenant. And the Ark of the Covenant got all the angels, Hamiel, Babiel, Metatron, got all the angels on it. And I want to let you know I'm excited. The 29th is Michael, the Archangel Michael Feast. And right here in Chicago, Mother Egypt from Detroit will be here with her people. She's bringing a lady from Africa. And we're going to have a good time. And I want you to meet me out here Wednesday. I'll be outside, table set up. And I want you to get your blessing. And, you know, all you got to do is just come. Here in Chicago, we're honoring the spirit of St. Michael. Now, if you want to read a scripture about St. Michael, get Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. Michael and his angels talk to the devil. I want to say the harvest time is a blessing that's coming on. God has put us together. I don't care what you're going through. The bad news you got, I want to give you some good news. All is well. I want to tell you this morning, I'm excited what God is doing for you. If you download it, you're going to be all right. If you just coming on, I want you to look up and live. I want you to understand, like Bishop Moore always said, God got what you want, God got what you need. Prophet Johnson always said, in all thy ways acknowledge God, he will direct your path. You know something? The one lady said, I can't get you. I said, just keep searching. In time, God will put you on the right website. That's thusseedofabraham.com. Or else you can go to when you get ready to look, just go to YouTube. You can see me on YouTube on Sunday. During the week, I'm on Block Talk Radio. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor. I'm not advertising out on the paper. I'm letting people come. One reach one tell one. And once you tell that one, they're going to get a need. I'm praying for you, Katrina. Darius, I'm looking for you on Wednesday to be here to greet Mother Egypt. And Mother Egypt has traveled. And Mother Egypt got so much of wisdom. And Mother Egypt sent me a picture of a young lady. And that young lady talked to me all last night. I had to shut her down. She has so much to tell me about what's going on. But when you get to Chicago, Mother Egypt gonna be here with me here in Chicago, and we're blessing and healing and you know Saint Michael fought the devil. We're gonna fight that devil. We're gonna give him a black eye. I want you to get ready for God to bless you this morning in a special way. I want to pray for the people that's having a hard time right now. There's so much of witchcraft out there, so much of evil, there's so much of demonic spirit. I got to invoke the spirit of Archangel Michael. I say, I have to invoke the spirit of the seven archangels, the angel of war, as in it, the angels that come to fight the evil. Is invisible. But I want to tell you, with prayer, we can change it and move it. And what we're going through now, what the world is going through, are work of demonic spirit. Let me say it again. What the world is experiencing in Chicago, around the world, we experience the evil spirits have rose up from the ground trying to stomp us out, but God got your back. All these different laws that they're making, they're not divine laws. And divine laws is not the law of God. God have a divine law. And the divine law, man and woman. God got a divine law. The winds, the flood, the storm. And they're going to keep coming to man repent. Glory, hallelujah. Do you understand the real God, the God of the universe, the God that take care of everything, And, you know, once you understand the truth will set you free. I had Dr. Ben Yakim on last night, and he told some stuff that I know people got angry, but the truth, see, some people can't acknowledge the truth. God, the Almighty God, creator of the universe, want to make you blessed, want to make you. It's some people that's going to be millionaires, and they don't know how. God is going to make the way. God going to give you what you want. I was talking about Mansa Musa, the richest black man in Africa. He was richer than anybody ever been in the world because God made him rich, and he understood seeding. If you got a need this morning, you plant a seed. I'm not begging. I just tell you to plant a seed. And when you plant a seed, you get a harvest. A harvest, you get a comeback. Sometimes you need to plant a seed for your healing, for your sight, for your spirit. I'm excited that God has put us together one more time. You know, and I just want to speak to you this morning. There's a lot going on. The lady called me and said somebody had broken her house, and when they got there, the police got in, and the people shot the police. But they really got them. It's so much an evil spirit that inner man, that the inner men and women is in the atmosphere. So you have to pray. Pastor Etta, I'm praying for you down in Greenville, Mississippi. And I want to tell you, Sister Bailey, down in Greenwood, Mississippi, I'm praying for you. And I'm also praying for you right there, Sister Anderson. I'm praying for you in Pickett, Mississippi. And I want to tell you, all is well. God is blessing. And I got a call from Sister Cook. I'm praying for you right there down in Vaughan, Mississippi, the whole on Bird Lane, where the Red Bird Lane. I'm praying for you right there. Those in Lexington, Durant. Those are in Sudan, praying for. And every love, every time, those in Memphis, I'm praying. I'm praying for you in Alabama, Georgia. I'm praying for you all in the United States. But people called me from Kenya. People called me from South Africa. People called me from Egypt. I'm glad to have Mother Egypt from the way of Egypt to Detroit and here in Chicago. Now, you just need to see the woman. Let her touch you. It's going to be something happen. And I hope Mother Egypt is on this morning. And I know if she on, she got a, she told me, said, Bishop, I got a great blessing. And God is dealing with this woman. And I thank God that Mother Egypt have come to Chicago, declare law. And you know, when you declare law, you go to the universe. You ain't got to go to no church. Just get out in the open and call. Last night I had the Red Rhino, and the guy called me and said, Bitch, what does Red Rhino mean? In Africa, the Red Rhino came up out the water and told the chief, so I want you to move the whole tribe because this stream where y'all at going to be dried up. And after the chief told the Europeans, they tried to find the Red Rhino. They couldn't find the Red Rhino. They couldn't find the white elephant, find the white buffalo. And they couldn't find the black eagle. These are warnings from God. Wrap yourself into the animals and come to warn us. I say. But I'm glad this morning. Call a friend, call a neighbor, download this. If you're in college, if professors, doctors, policemen, firemen, and people that homeless, I'm praying for. People that have nowhere to go, I'm praying for you this morning that God will open up that door for you. And I'm saying, stop looking down and be look within you. You said, I say. And the Egyptian taught us that God is the God of the universe. And all the law that God wrote is on the wall in Egypt, the beginning of life over in Africa. So if you know where you come from, ain't got nothing to do with no religion. It got to do with the power of God in you. And if you read it, see, when you read the Bible, you got to, if you ain't got no melon, it's just words. But when you got melon, you take out the good. And you see all the lies, but the truth will come out. Because you are a walking Bible. You're the walking Quran. You're the walking Baba Gita. You're the walking Word of God. You are God in your, if you're a goddess, if you're a woman, if you're a man, you're a God. You got to act like a God. You got to create yourself like a God. Matthew 6:30 says, seek first the kingdom. What is the kingdom? You got to walk. If you got a kingdom, you got to walk like a God. Talk like a God. Speak like a God. Right now, this morning, I decree cancer, cataracts, tumor, high blood sugar. Go away. I'm praying for Sister Ruby, who had a stroke. Nell, who had a stroke. I rebuke that. You're on your way back. I want to tell you, D-Day had you on a stroke path, but I rebuke that stroke spirit. God, for the voodoo and the hoodoo around you is gone, God Almighty. I just thank God for you this morning, and I feel excited and motivated that God got a word for you this morning on this Sunday's word. Don't forget, Wednesday, the 29th, is St. Michael Feast Day, and all the saints and angels, and I will be ministering outside. You ain't got to wear no mask and all of that. We're going to be outside in the elements. Now, and I want to tell you. Yes. Thank you. Two of them. And God is opening up some doors quick, fast, and then get ready for the God in you to rise up. What this is what I'm experiencing now. This month, God's going to do some things. I was so moved by the Haitians, and I was moved by what happened. And we begin to pray. I have some people at the praying committee begin to pray and meditate. We're praying on the inside for the energy, taking and feeding the people. The people was there in mud. People was there having babies in the mud under the bridge. And this is the richest country in the world. You know that Satan trying to stop. But when we begin to pray, good God Almighty, when we begin to open, when we begin to talk to God, we begin to let the God energy come out in us. It was a change taking place. Young lady called me this morning crying, said, Bishop, my son is missing. And another lady called me, said, my daughter has been missing. And on Tuesday night, crossing over the answer, I'm going to the spirit world. I'm going to find out where them people at. Is they dead, alive, what happened to them? And I'm calling for the angel Michael. The angel Raphael coming to me, and the angel Metatron, the king angel, and we're going to go in the spirit. I'm going to be in the spirit. I'm going to call names. If you got somebody missing, call me. Give me their name, because I'm going to call them. They in the spirit realm. The angel Gabriel going to call them up. They're going to tell what happened, because their families, the mothers are hurting. So many, I'm going to call on the ancestors. I'm calling all the ancestors to give me the right that I want to tell you. Get ready for a breakthrough. Get ready for God to do something special for you. You ought to sound, didn't you? Thank you. Okay, that's good. Thank you, kind spirit. Yeah. God, open up a door. I say, yes, this is crossing over with the ancestors on Tuesday. I'm going deep in the spirit. And all the African spirit from Egypt, I'm going, Mother Egypt will be here Wednesday, all the way from Detroit. Mother Egypt will be here, and she's bringing some young ladies from Africa with her. And they got the dance. They got the shout. See, when you anoint it, you shout. And when you shout, the spirits come in you. Let me tell you something. White folks go to church to find God. Black folks is God. When we begin to move around, God coming up and it gives prophecy. It tells what happened. And I want to tell you, when you get ready, God going to do something. The God in you. When I say God, I'm talking about the God in you. When you looking for God up there, down there, he ain't there. He in you, woman. Man, he in you. Goddess. And I know I'm a God. I stand like that. I had to be retrained. Some of you got to be retrained. You got to be reprogrammed. You know, you reprogram your computer. You got to be programmed. You got to be reprogrammed from this Christianity stuff that got you tied up and wrapped up. You got to be reprogrammed. And I'm trying this morning to reprogram you to the real God in you. When you speak some things, things will happen. When you say some things. So I want to tell you, when you call on the God of the water, the God on the wind, the God of the universe, God that make the earthquake and all. You call it on your energy. And when you get mad, the storms come. When you get mad, the flood comes. The ancestor was murdered, but as the ancestors now is coming up, coming into me and you, Laura, I can feel the anointed this morning touching somebody. I move that cancer, high blood, cataract, all that stuff that you got, the food that you eat. Get your herbs. Go back to nature. Go back to Africa. When I say Africa, I'm saying go back to the herbs and the teas. You can get healed, man. You get healed from cancer, prostate, all the stuff the doctors got, God got it in you. You got to activate for the stuff to work for you. And I just want you to know that we got a pathway, and we got to prepare. We got to understand. When you know that ox, you're standing before power. Brother said, this is the cross. The cross, when you see the cross was in Africa. You know what the cross means? Wasn't no white boy on no cross. The cross is the pathway. East, west, that's the pathway. I just want you on east, west, north, and south. But the ark is life. Good God. The womb is in the ark. I know I'm talking this morning. I want you to get ready because I just feel the anointing. The word that you hear today will create a climate for healing, success, money, new business, new job. That's going to happen. But you got to go down in you. You can't get it from Congress. You can't get it from the president. You can't get it. It's in you, man. It's all in you. You got to get it and walk with it. Glory. I'm talking about the glory of the wind, the glory of the water, the glory of you being here. God in you. God is walking the earth through you. And the evil trying to head you off. Those that hurt each other, those are demons. Demons that got into them. We got to reprogram them with the word. So whatever you need, God got what you want. God got you what you need. I want to play this, and then I'm going to bring Dr. Christian, and she got a word for you this morning. She's on fire. Good God Almighty. And I want you to get ready. God has brought us together one more time. This is St. James Moore, Mississippi Mass Choir. He's an ancestor in the spirit realm. But James said, Bishop, play me. I just want to leave this with them. So here we go. One more time. Get ready. Woo! I can feel that anointing. Somebody being healed. I'm seeing Sarah being healed. Ruby, I'm claiming your healing. Nita, I'm claiming your healing. Now, the healing for you. Glory, hallelujah. Brother Francis, thank you all the way out of Algiers. Thank you, Brother Francis, for the letter that you sent. If you got a need, you plan to see, go to my website, BusCDAbraham.com. Go to my post office box. You want to write me at post office box 28-9097 Chicago, Illinois, 0628. Put your prayer request in. Dr. Curry's spirit is in this room today. Prophet LK is walking with me today. Bishop Ben Ross is walking with me today. Bishop Gates Dwight Moore is with me today. I'm getting saints with me.
Sing it again.
I'm praying for you. Mother Moon, I'm praying for you. Derek, I want to see you. This Sunday special, Frank Michael Feast Day, is on the 29th. The Saints. Frank Michael Feast Day. Saint James Moore. God bless you. Brother James, he left something behind. We're going to keep playing it. One more time. Glory, hallelujah. Your finance. Whatever you need, see to Abraham. Dr. Kirby. Be with me in the spirit. Dr. Kirby got a message. Dr. Kirby got a message. On Tuesday night, I'm talking to Dr. Kirby. Dr. Kirby was a great prophet of God. And Dr. Kirby said God had called him. He had to go to another level. This morning, God has called us together one more time to be healed. I'm praying for Sister D down in Baton Rouge, and I'm praying that right now that every evil that will move, I'm praying also right now, I'm praying for Sister Ruby with her stroke situation, witchcraft. And Nell, I'm praying for you. She's on the rehab. And I want to tell you, God has brought us together one more time. The 29th is Michael Feast Day, and we're going to be moving in the spirit realm to move a lot of this evil that's going on throughout the world. A young lady called me over in from Kenya. You know, people be calling, and I don't know who it is, but she said I didn't know her personally, but when she told me her story, I told her what she had to do. I want you to get ready for God to bless you in a mighty way. I want to tell you, I want to say this to you. D, all is well. D, I want you to read. This is what I want D to read. I want you to read Psalm 1. What I'm saying, 105. Yeah, I want you to get ready because we are for a good time. And Mother Egypt will be here in Chicago. Psalm 105. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call on him. Good God Almighty. And Psalm 37, fretting up thyself, he will do it. You got a lot of evil out here in these streets. You got a lot of people carrying evil. And it's cutting off your finance. But I'm telling you, doors going to open up for you. I want you to get ready to tell you, God got your back. Revelation, when I said Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, I will bless you, and I will curse you. Hey, and you got to be in the blessing business. And Genesis 13, I just want to share some things with you. When you go to Genesis 17, I'm just going to bring this to you a little bit because I'm excited what God's doing. This is harvest time. Plant a seed and receive your harvest. Your harvest might be something physical, and it might be something spiritually. But when you reach out to God, the God within you, the anointing that you carry, your melon, good God Almighty, the melon you got in you, woman, the melon you got in you, man, you can move mountains, then you can move a must be, because you got it in you. You ain't got to look for it up there. You already got it. All you got to do is meditate on it. God, God is my everything. When you understand that you are the power and the center of the universe, when you understand you are the one to be healed and delivered, God bless you. I'm praying, Lisa, I'm praying for you. God say he got you. And right now, as I look, the spirit of the anointing, glory, Michael, Raphael, Raphael, healing angel. On the 29th is St. Michael feast day. And we're going to the St. Michael. And I ain't calling a lot of people, them that know will come. See what you got to understand is some people can't get it right because they got to reprogram. When you get your computer, you got to reprogram it. Some of us got to be reprogrammed. Then when you get your phone and you got to download something and upload something, you got to upload the truth. Download the evil and upload the truth. The lady told me, she said, Bishop, my computer's messed up. And I said, you know what's saying to you? It's saying that you got to upgrade. She said, what do you mean? I was talking computer terms. Breaking curses and exes. Breaking, that's what we're going to be doing Wednesday. Breaking curses and exes. Good God, that's what we're going to be doing. Breaking curses and hexes. That's what we will be doing on Wednesday. Breaking the curse, the jinx, where you can't do what you see. The curses and the hexes have been put on us and put on our ancestors. Our ancestors breaking out. When you see the floods and the storm, I told you the floods and storm coming back to back, and they're coming back to back. So they're breaking the curse and the hexes being is breaking down the thing. I want you to look. I want God to make you supply. Philippians 4:19. I was talking to Sister Lisa, and we were talking, and she said, "Bishop, God got me." I said, "You said the right thing." And she said, and I got this. She said, "Whatever the evil man got is set up for the righteous." And I want to tell you, you are the righteous of God. You're the right man. You're the right woman. You're the righteous of God. If you're the righteous of God, you got to have everything God got for you. And what God got for you, you got it in you. You got to wake it up. Once you wake it up, you're all right. And I'm talking about this morning, waking up the power of the Holy Ghost. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. St. Matthew 6:38. And expect 23. Expect Mark 11:29, Mark 11:25. You expect it. A divine healing, a divine revelation, divine money, divine help. It's there. All you got to do is receive it. A universal peace, love, truth, peace, freedom, justice at all costs. The brothers that locked up, I'm praying for them. Those that are caught up, cataract and tumor, even the virus, I rebuke that virus because they have no place in your body. Your body is the temple of God. Begin to clean your body up. Go get the herbs. Clean your body up, and I guarantee you, like this is what Mother Francis said, fix that gumbo. If you don't know how to fix it, get somebody to know what go in it. When you fix that gumbo, I guarantee you that virus going to leave you because it can't stay in your body. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. Let me leave this alone. God is working this morning. God is working for a blessing for you. When the devil tried his business, the angels, Michael, Raphael, Bobby, and all the angels, and Metatron called the angels. And when the angels come, they make things all right. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. And I want you to know that is a financial covenant for your new house, for your business. It's time for you right now. We've been waiting on the stimulus. We've been waiting on, you know, people gave everybody reparation. Everybody got money but the black man. But the Bible, it tell me, the Spirit told me, to get ready for the covenant, the financial covenant of God is going to give you everything that was stolen from you. Thank God for that. I see some people on the air today. I want to get God to bless you. Father God, we come right now for healing. We come for your word. We come for your word to stimulate us, to motivate us. And Father God, we know that you're able right now to bless. On the 29th, as the angel Michael walk around and go over the world and the host of angels, he kicked them out of heaven. He's in the earth realm. So I'm invoking Michael. I'm invoking Raphael, Bobby, Ahemia, and the angels. Woo! To touch and reprogram some people. Reprogram their mind. That cancer, that tumor. Whatever the doctors gave you the bad news, I give you the good news this morning. All is well. Let me say it again. All is well. Thank you. I'm going to go to Detroit right now. Dr. Christian, you're on the line.
God bless everyone this morning. We give an honor to the head of the universe, the divine creator, and all, Mother God, Spirit God of the earth. We thank you right now. We give an honor right now to Bishop and all the dignitaries that's on the line this morning. I have a word today, and I'm going to give it. But right now, I'm going to sing my little song for today. It's going to be quick because it's how I feel in my mind and my spirit. It says, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the words and you will be healed. Speak over yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. And that's how I feel this morning. We got to encourage ourselves this morning because my word says this morning, hold yourself accountable and renew your mind. And it's amazing. Me and Bishop didn't even connect this morning, but he said the same thing I was going to speak on, renewing your mind. And I only have two excerpts to come from this morning to talk on before I give the word, and that's before I give the word, I want to just give a little prayer. Divine Creator, Father God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for the opportunity this morning to come and let everyone know about who you are and what you've done for us this morning. We pray that your word, these words, reach beyond and in the universe that somebody's ear shall touch and that shall change anything in their minds, hearts, and spirit this morning. Reach through the electronic waves, as bishops say, that somebody's spirit and mind shall be touched right now. That change shall happen, that breakthrough shall happen. In the mighty name of the Holy Yeshua, I thank you this morning. Oh, this morning I come from two excerpts. I come from Romans chapter 14, verse 12, and it says, so them, each of us, will give an account of ourselves to God. And that's how I feel this morning. And then also I have the next excerpt that I'm coming from. Let me get it right now. It comes from Romans chapter 2. And just one second. I don't know. I got it misplaced a little here. And it says Romans chapter 2. I'm trying to get it right now. Lord, I done lost my word. Where it says renewing of the mind, because we have to renew our mind today in order for change to happen. It says Romans chapter 12, verse 2. That's where we're at right now when it talks about renewing of the mind. Chapter 12, verse 2. All right, here we go. It says, do not conform no longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's Romans chapter 12, verse 2. We want to talk about renewing of the mind. And the reason why I speak upon this thing, and this is last minute for me, I speak upon these words this morning because there was a young man out in the street just begging for money. And he asked this old lady, can you give me a dollar? And the old lady said to him, I've been working all my life. I'm 75 years old. You a young man. Why you out here begging for my money? She told him to get a job. And you know what the young man told her? He didn't know how. He been trying. And that just resonated in my spirit and in my soul when that young man, a young man now, I asked him how old was he? He said he's 22. Now, in this time that we're going through right after COVID, there's a whole lot of companies and a whole lot of jobs out here that's available to many people. And this young man, instead of taking the opportunity, he'd rather be out here begging. And I want to go back to holding yourself accountable. See, this young man, to me, it starts from his foundation. I don't think he learned how to hold himself accountable because your foundation begins when you, whatever foundation that you come from, and I mean the foundation, meaning your mama, your daddy, whatever your household was when you came up in the world, somehow or another, somebody liked to instill something in this young man to stand on his own, to work for something. And somewhere along the line, he learned that along the way, and I just feel like a lot of people right now would rather blame somebody or look for somebody else to carry them, look for somebody else to pray for them, look for somebody else to fix them instead of them fixing themselves. That's what the word God said. Hold yourself accountable because God is going to hold you accountable in the midst of whatever mess you got going on in the world. He ain't blaming your mama. He not going to blame your brother. He not going to blame your pastor. He's holding you accountable for whatever you've done wrong in your life, whatever you couldn't get right, whatever along the way that you couldn't comprehend. God is holding you accountable. You're not going to stand before God with your mama. You're not going to stand before God with your friend. You're going to stand before God yourself. So you need to come back and fix yourself up. You need to rethink about who you are and what you've done along the way. You need to figure out along the way what happened. happened to me? Why am I in this situation? Why I can't be healed? Why I'm looking for everybody else to fix me? Why I keep leaning on everybody else? Because can't nobody fix you. Can't nobody straighten you out. They can give you the word. They can pray for you. But at the end of the day, you got to fix you. You got to find out what's wrong with me. I asked that young man, I said, baby, why you not trying to do something more? He's so convinced that he couldn't do nothing more. Because in his mind, somebody done took him to the well and gave him the water instead of letting him get the water himself. That young man been used to somebody carrying him. He been used to somebody waiting on him. He been used to everybody propping him up and saying, oh, you a good boy. Oh, don't worry about it. I got it. He didn't know how to survive out here on his own. And that's what's happening with a lot of people. We done got used to everybody doing something for us. We done got used to the government giving us food stamps. We done got used to sitting on our asses waiting for somebody to give us a check. We done got used to being out here begging. I seen a man that had a sign, been out here 15 years begging. What's wrong with you? You out there 15 years begging. Something wrong with your man. What happened to you along in your foundation that brought you this far, that you still waiting on a handout, that you still waiting on somebody to give you something, that you still waiting and holding somebody else responsible to carry you? You can't go. You done limit yourself in your own mind, heart, and spirit. You don't limit yourself, and then you go and crying out, why God forsaken me? Why the Lord has forgotten me? Why ain't nobody thinking about me? Why the world has given up on me? Because you done gave up on yourself. You done gave up on trying. You done limit yourself on what you can do. You done gave up on going out here getting a job. You done gave up on out here, like some people that's sick, sitting there feeling woe about themselves, talking about the COVID. I was talking to a friend yesterday, they were talking about the COVID. Well, I can't go nowhere because the COVID is going to kill me. Well, you done gave up on what God told you. He said, I got you. He said, you believe in me, I got you. I got you along anything in this life. I got you amongst snakes. I got you amongst demons. I got you amongst fire and troubles and headache and sickness. I got you. You done gave up. You can't go out that door because you scared of COVID. Glory to God. Where's your man? Where's your man at? Where's your spirit at? You got to renew something in you so you can get that courage, so you can get that faith, so you can begin to believe what God can do for you, so your faith can be returned. You got to get your mind right after you hold yourself accountable. You can't blame your mama. You can't blame your daddy. You can't blame the pastor. You got to get this for yourself. You got to get all this stuff right for yourself. If you ain't got a job, you got to look at you. If you ain't being healed, you got to look at you. If you can't get off of drugs, you got to look at you. If you can't keep a home or a roof on your head, you got to look at what you're doing in your life. Where am I at in my life? What have I done in my life? What mistakes have I made along the way? Why I can't help myself? Why am I limiting myself? Why am I holding myself down? Why am I keeping myself away from moving forward? You're looking for the Arab to carry you. You're looking for the Indian to carry you. Especially us black people, we looking for everybody to carry us because we've been caught in a situation for 400-500 years that we ain't took our minds up out of the dirt to renew who we are, to get out here and make something for ourselves, create something for ourselves, move forward something for ourselves, because heaven and earth ain't going to move if you don't try to get up and try to move it yourself. Come on now, somebody. You got to make an effort. You got to stop limiting yourself. You got to stop limiting your man. I got a friend right now. He done had COVID. He got cancer, and he wake up every day giving God praise. He tell God, you promised me you was going to take care of me. You promised me you was going to heal me. And he renewed his mind. He just didn't get in a slump because he had cancer. He didn't get in a slump because he had COVID, he started waking up saying, God owns me. And that's how I feel today. God owns me. I ain't giving up. I'm 55 years old. I done been homeless. I done been without a child. But I wake up every day. If I'm sick, if my mind ain't right, I go back and say, Lord, help me with my mind. Help me get my mess straight. Help me get out of these problems and situations that I created. Help me, Lord, to change me so I can get where I need to be. So I can have that business, Lord. It ain't never too late. So I can have that healing, Lord. So I can create something for me and my family, that generational wealth, for me and my family. I had to create this in my mind instead of sitting back feeling sorry for myself, ready to give up and say, Lord, take me to glory out there. Lord, take me to the next level. That's what you should be speaking every day. You wake up. I'm going to make it through this COVID. I'm going to get me a job. All these jobs out here. Somebody go hire me. I'm going to go knock on doors till I get what I want, till I get my house, till I get my car, till I get my healing. I'm going to wake up every day and tell God, you owe me a healing today. Lord, I'm looking for you to heal me. Heal me of this cancer. Heal me of this sickness. Heal me of this condition. Heal me, Lord, right now, my man, because I've been depressed. I've been frustrated. I've been confused. I've been doubtful. I've been fearful. I've been procrastinating. Everything that keep me bound, renew my mind today. Renew my spirit today. Renew my heart today. And lead me in the right direction for the right time, right purpose, and right reason. So change can happen, Lord. If I fall down, help me get back up. Keep me coming, Lord. Keep my mind lifted up that I won't stay down. Well, I won't stay in the dirt. Well, I'll stay without nothing. Well, I won't stay in that place. I done gave up on the world. I done gave up on you. Renew my mind. Renew my spirit. Renew my health. Renew me. Renew me out of the drugs. Renew me out of the shelter. Renew me out of the hospital. Renew me out of the homelessness, Lord. Renew me out of the hunger. Renew me out of the violence. Renew me out of the sickness. Renew me, Lord. I do not want nothing, Lord. Renew me regardless of my situation. Renew me out of the hurt and pain. Renew me out of the sadness and depression. Renew me right now, Lord. I need renewing. My mind need renewing. I need restoration. I need restoration to my mind, heart, and spirit. Because once renewing comes, restoration comes. Once renewing comes, healing comes. Once renewing comes, deliverance and breakthroughs come. Because you believe. You got the strength and the mind to believe. You got the strength and the mind to stay strong. You got the strength and the mind to move forward. You got the strength and the mind to believe that God can pull you out, that God can change this thing, that God can correct that hurt and pain, that God can correct those falls and flaws that your parents have left you with, that your foundation can't help you through. Oh, glory to God. You got a new mind to walk and work for your community. To help your community. You got a new man to help somebody. You got a new man to produce something, to start a new business, to start to begin to get loans and grants because they out there and available to you and to do something positive with it to help somebody. You got a new man. God wants you to renew yourself in him. But hold yourself accountable. Stop blaming your mama. Stop blaming your daddy. Stop blaming your friends. Stop blaming your pastor. Stop blaming anyone. Stop blaming yourself. Just begin to call on God and ask him to change that hurt. Change that pain. Change that confusion. Change that weak man, heart, and spirit. Change everything that keeps you bound, that keep you away from moving forward in your life. Correct it and renew it this day. Oh, glory to God. We thank you this morning for renewing us today. We thank you for bringing us out of this COVID. We thank you for renewing our faith. We thank you for renewing our healing. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. Somebody need renewing today. Thank you for healing them. Somebody's shouting right now. because they can believe, they can understand that healing is coming, that change is coming, that breakthrough is coming, that God going to bring them through. Just wake up and call on them. If you can't do nothing but say, Lord, if you can't do nothing but say, thank you, if you can't do nothing but say, I'm here, Lord, God, hallelujah, whatever it is, God knows. In the mighty name of Jehovah Yeshua, I thank you this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, glory, glory, glory. God is working a miracle. Hey, working a miracle. Hey, working a miracle. Somebody getting a breakthrough. Some, the Lord's telling me somebody getting a breakthrough right now. Somebody been waiting to be healed. Somebody been waiting to get off drugs. Breakthroughs and anointing with a new man, a new heart, and a new spirit. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. The anointing won't cut me loose right now. But go on ahead, Bishop. Glory.